91X News.
It's 13 degrees and overcast. I'm Tim Baer with 91X News. Students and staff found some alarming business cards on the bulletin boards around the school today. The cards were advertising a racist propaganda website. The cards have been removed and brought to the attention of college management. School officials have not yet commented on the situation. We will keep you posted on this ongoing story throughout the day. The United Way of Quinte is smack dab in the middle of its annual two-month campaign. So far, they've raised 36% of its goal, a goal set up to help its 46 member agencies. Judy Gilbert is the executive director for the Quinte branch. She says it's important people are aware of the important agencies.
And I think one of the things that people should be aware of is that probably two in three people will somehow be touched by a United Way agency.
The campaign runs until the second week of December, and Gilbert says every little bit helps. A Canadian soldier who pleaded guilty to a disgraceful conduct charge on Monday is in hot water once again at CFB Trenton. Private Mario Desrochers has been charged with possessing child pornography. Desrochers was demoted from corporal and fined $2,000 after the ruling made by a court-martial on Monday. He has been a member of the military for 20 years. Abdullah Kadar will not be heading to Guantanamo Bay anytime soon. The Supreme Court of Canada denied the federal government's appeal to hear Kadar's extradition case today. The appeal was Ottawa's latest attempt to have Kadar extradited after it was rejected by the Ontario Superior Court and Court of Appeal last year. The court ruled that Kadar was mistreated by the Americans while being detained for 14 months in Pakistan. Will he stay or will he go? Greece's Prime Minister is feeling the heat from all sides regarding his intentions. Linda Albin of ABC has more.
There is confusion over the fate of the Greek Prime Minister and the future of Greece's place in Europe. At one point, it looked as if George Papandreou was on the verge of resigning. Now it appears he's dug his heels in and has decided to scrap his controversial plan to hold a referendum on the European bailout, seen as a last-ditch attempt to save his political skin ahead of a confidence vote scheduled for Friday.
Papandreou says he's open to talks with the opposition. The trial of a Montreal family accused of killing three teenage sisters and a woman by submerging a car in the Rideau Canal has been adjourned because of a medical emergency. Allison Jones has more.
Tuba Mohamed Yahya, her husband Mohamed Shafia, and their son Hamed Mohamed Shafia are each charged with four counts of first-degree murder. The judge told the jury today that one of the accused has become ill with an unforeseen medical emergency. He didn't specify which of the accused, but Shafia was the only one of the three not in the courtroom this morning. It's unclear when the trial will resume, but the judge told the jury he would update them by Wednesday. Allison Jones, The Canadian Press, Kingston, Ontario.
That's 91X News to 105. Here's Harrison Perkins with sports.
The Pee Wee Bantam Shriners Tournament begins tomorrow at the Yardman Arena. Everyone is welcome to the free event, which begins tomorrow morning at 9, with opening ceremonies taking place at 12. Five Belleville Junior Bulls teams will be taking part in the tournament, which benefits Shriners Children's Hospitals. The Napanee Raiders visit the Picton Pirates tonight. Puck drop is at 7:30. And while it's another week in the NHL and still no Sidney Crosby, earlier this week Crosby said he won't play in either of the Pens games this week. But yesterday at practice, something happened. A hit. Well, it was really more of a bump. Crosby went down, then came right back up on his feet and continued the practice, showing both his teammates and staff that he has improved drastically.
Yeah, I was just making a move. I was kind of standing up straight, and he didn't really even get me that hard, but I was off balance, so I went for a bit of a ride there.
Bridge North native in Nashville center Mike Fisher is still out after a hit that happened on Saturday night. The Preds website says that Fisher has an upper body injury, but won't specify. And keeping with the Preds, this information just coming in, the Preds have signed goalie Pekka Rinne to a 7-year, $49 million contract, which is the largest in the franchise history. Looking at the NHL schedule tonight, the Jets take on the Islanders, and the Leafs square off against Columbus. Those are 2 out of 5 games lined up for tonight. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Tim Baer with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly cloudy. 40% chance of showers. Wind becoming northwest, 20 kilometers an hour this afternoon, the high 12. Tonight, clearing this evening, the low minus 1. Friday, sunny. Wind becoming northeast, 20 kilometers an hour late in the evening, the high 8. It's 13 degrees. I'm Tim Bayer with Harrison Perkins, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of New Music Mondays, all Monday long on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.